title, Discovering the Truth About the Ariel Castro Kidnapping. Your producers are Tony Ann Rankin, Kennedy Jackson, Joshua, Kalonji, and Nikki. Your hosts are Tony Ann Rankin, Kennedy Jackson, and Nikki.
Detectives spent years trying to find out where three Cleveland girls disappeared to. Investigators, parents, neighbors, the entire community had sleepless nights, all dreaming of the day that the three Cleveland girls would reappear. The nightmares began on the morning of August 21st, 2002. The first kidnapping shook the quiet suburbs of Lorraine Avenue in Cleveland. The first victim was a 21-year-old mother by the name of Michelle Knight. Her family believed that she had ran away from home after losing custody of her son. But then, surprisingly, another kidnap struck the community once again. But this time, it was a 16-year-old high school student named Amanda Berry. The neighborhood crumbled in fear. Cleveland police started to investigate more about the cases and started putting clues together. People in the neighborhood had so many questions about the two missing girls. Why did the two girls go missing in the same community? Or why did they go missing 1 year apart? 1 year later, in April 2004, another kidnapping took place once again in the same neighborhood, and the victim was a 14-year-old female by the name of Georgina De Jesus.
She was rescued from what became known as the Cleveland House of Horrors, where she was held captive, chained, raped, and tortured for almost 11 years. Knight, along with Amanda Berry and Gina De Jesus, endured unimaginable brutality in the home of former school bus driver Ariel Castro.
Ariel Castro was born on July 10, 1960. He was originally born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Then he went to the United States when he was just a child. He lived with his extended family in Cleveland, Ohio, before he was found out for kidnapping three girls. He was just a regular guy, and nobody would have ever suspected him of a crime of this magnitude. Before Ariel Castro became a kidnapper, he had a family, a wife and three children. He was allegedly being violent with his wife, and that led to his wife leaving him and taking custody of the children in 1996. Then after those events, he went to a life of kidnapping children instead. And that's how people found him with three girls in his basement, all being held captive, waiting for the day to be let free, which they never thought would be 10 years later. Just the day before Amanda Berry's 17th birthday on April 21st, 2003, she almost called out of work since her birthday was the next day, but she didn't. On her way home from work, Ariel Castro pulled up in a vehicle. He started following her down the street and asked her if she needed a ride. She took him up on his offer and she got in the car. They drove to his house. When they got to his house, they went upstairs and he had showed her Michelle Knight sleeping on the bed, which was kind of weird to her. He took her to the basement and taped her wrists and ankles, and he put a helmet on her and told her to be quiet and he'll take her home. Well, he didn't take her home. She actually didn't go home until 10 years later. He had them chained every day and they went to the bathroom in a bucket that smelled really, really bad. He raped her on the daily and she said she had numbed herself to the pain. After raping them at least 5 times a day, Amanda got pregnant. He had Michelle deliver the baby and the baby was born into a tub or pool. Castro treated his daughter like his own and took her out places, and his daughter was allowed in certain places in the house.
On the day that Michelle Knight was kidnapped, she was walking to social services because of a meeting that was about her son, Joey. She got lost at a store and was asking for some directions so that she can find her way back. Castro pulled up and asked if she wanted a ride. When he did, he lured her into his house because he said that he had a puppy that she can give to her son. That's when he kidnapped her. It was the first day that she was held captive. He tied up her ankles and her hands with extension cords and strung her up with wires against poles. He stuffed her mouth with a sock and duct taped it shut. She claims he didn't come back for more than a day, but when he did, he raped her. She was put through tremendous torture.
Stopped to watch an incredible human drama in a Cleveland courtroom. A tiny woman, a survivor, summoning the towering strength to stare down the man who had abused her for 11 years. And when she finished, in a bizarre turn, the kidnapper blamed his victims and then insisted he was not a monster, he was somehow misunderstood. ABC's Alex Perez takes us through the stunning showdown.
She was his first victim, enduring 11 long years of abuse and torture. But today, Michelle Knight stood tall, hugged those around her, and faced down the man who held her captive.
Days turned into nights. Nights turned into days. Years turned into eternity. I knew nobody cared about me. He told me that my family didn't care.
Knight was 21 years old when Castro lured her in with promises of a puppy for her son. Amanda Berry, 16 when she was abducted. Today, she's 27. Gina De Jesus, just 14 when the ordeal began, now 23.
Gina was my teammate. She never let me fall. I never let her fall. She nursed me back to health when I was dying from his abuse.
Born on April 1st, 1990, in Cleveland, Ohio, was Georgina De Jesus, but most people call her Gina De Jesus. Gina De Jesus was a regular 13-year-old girl who attended Wright Middle School. Like any regular teenage girl, she liked hanging out with her friends and more so less of a family person. Gina lived in a cramped apartment on Lauren Avenue with her mother, Ruiz, and her father, Felix De Jesus. She was raised in a very diverse part of Lauren Avenue, and she liked it there until something tragic happened that would change her life forever. On the afternoon of April 2nd, 2004, Gina decided to walk home after school alone, with no friends or company to see that she returned home safely. Later that day, around 5 p.m., Gina disappeared with no witness in sight of the crime. She was later brought to her former bus driver's home after he offered her a ride home. Instead, she was chained up in his basement alone, scared, and traumatized. Gina's kidnapper slash former bus driver went by the name Ariel Castro. Castro will sometimes cover Gina's head with a blanket or a bag because of the guilt he felt when he performed sexual acts with her, mostly because she was a friend of his younger daughter and he was good friends with her family. Gina would get pregnant multiple times but never kept the child because of the brutal treatment she would receive. Gina would be starved on a regular basis, but she never let the feeling bother her. She was happy that she was alive and happy that she had company. Amanda Berry, Michelle Knight were also kidnapped by Castro and held captive. Gina would talk to them and try making plans on how to escape, but they never succeed.
Holding the women hostage are in jail this morning awaiting arraignment as this neighborhood and even the family members are trying to piece all this together, wondering if there were any clues they may have missed. Overnight, FBI and Cleveland police investigators searched the home of Ariel Castro, the prime suspect in the abduction of the three women. This image, provided to ABC News by a neighbor, shows Castro smiling with friends. But this morning, police suggest behind the smile, Castro was hiding a dark secret.
Who's the guy who went out?
His name is Ariel Castro.
All right, how old is he?
He's like 52.
And is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He's Hispanic.
And what's he wearing?
I don't know, because he's not here right now. That's why he got away.
ABC News has learned the 52-year-old, who was once a city school bus driver, was keeping the women locked inside this modest two-story home, which he's owned since 1992. Even more startling, investigators now believe he was helped by members of his own family.
Michelle Knight, Amanda Berry, and Gina De Jesus were all found alive in Cleveland. Many of their family said it was a huge miracle. They were shocked and glad to see them alive after over a decade. If you don't believe in miracles, I suggest you think again, because it does happen, Sandra Ruiz stated. The three missing women family members could hardly contain their joy, but many of the girls' relatives were motivated to speak out about how happy they were to see them. For 9 years, Amanda Berry, mother, has been dead from the heartbreak of knowing her daughter has gone missing. Gina's parents, Nancy Ruiz and Felix, never lost hope in finding their little girl alive, holding prayer ceremonies every year on the anniversary of her disappearance and on her birthday. Michelle Knight's cousin remembered playing with her 21-year cousin when they were kids during family events. After Amanda went missing, Caitlin, Amanda's best friend, created a long wee cheerleading camp over the summer in the honor of Amanda to keep kids off the streets. So after this terrifying crime, the Cleveland girls' minds are at rest and so are their families. after the kidnapping. Amanda Berry. I am so relieved that I'm finally home. I feel like I was a stranger to my family because of how long I have not seen them. I want a job now. I mean, it's about time. I want to know what it's like being a true adult. I miss my mother every day. Constantly, every time I walk in her room, I remember the last time I saw her. She was getting dressed for work, and she said goodbye, Manny. That was her nickname for me. People constantly ask me if when I was in captivity, if her face ever faded away. I will always say no, really, because it didn't. Michelle Knight. I reunited with my son, but I don't think he remembers me well. But it will take time. The girls and I are planning on going on vacation. Hawaii is what we have in mind. But I have to settle down first. Life to me is no longer about playing games anymore. It is about living and making the best memories. I never think about my past. My goal is to invent my future. I am planning on writing a book, and I have reconnected with this guy I used to talk to. People think that I'm going to be stuck, but now I see my life moving forward. Gina DeJesus. My parents are planning on sending me to college, but I don't think I'm ready as yet. It's going to take time. I'm trying to find out what type of adult I really am. My God, everything seems so new and different. I feel old. I've always dreamed of becoming a doctor and helping others. So I think after I recover some more, I'm going to pursue my career. I mean, I want people to know that their past does not define them. So we all need to move on. I mean, the world is totally different. Look at all these new inventions people have came up with.